Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is such a pleasure to welcome you to Biz Talk Radio. My first guest asks the question, and this is one of those questions that I love that we are asking this question, because what is it that makes you feel rich? Is it about the stuff and things that you have? Is it the money in the bank? Is it about a new car or a plan for tomorrow? Is it about those you love and the security and comfort of knowing that you are moving forward and not away from your life riches? And it's a fascinating look at what really makes you feel rich. And I pose that question to you because I think it's not really asked of us. And Michael F.K. is a certified financial planner, author, speaker on personal finance and financial life planning. And he is the author of two books, The Feel Rich Project and The Business of Life. And it is such a pleasure. Your new book, The Feel Rich Project, is about transforming your relationships with money, reaching clarity on what matters and developing a personal plan to reach it. And I just love that you're doing this. So welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here and have the opportunity to share a little bit and maybe answer some questions and, you know, talk about something that's really something important to all of us.
Yeah, it really is. You know, when we all are mourning and feeling so sad about what has happened in this country over the past couple of weeks, that started with Orlando and then in, of course, Minnesota and Baton Rouge with the two killings, and then of course what happened in Dallas with the police five policemen, you kind of like wonder, what is it that you really want in life? What is it that makes you happy? What is it that you want for your family?
You know, it's really interesting that, you know, we all grow up with ideas and beliefs around money, around values. And for some of us, it works really well. Some of us grew up hearing, you know, save for a rainy day, or you know, don't buy anything you can't afford to. And, you know, it's the kind of, let's show you how to do that. And for many people, you know, we grew up not hearing anything about money, or we heard conflict. We heard our parents fighting about money. So money represented conflict. Instead of the conversation about values, what is it that we want? We want to be able to put our head on the pillow at night and know that we're on a path of security, on a path where we can make our lives better. And certainly, Frankie, with all the tragedies and sadness that goes on, you know, if we can just take a step back and talk about those values,
yes,
and have conversation, you know, conversation brings us closer together. And the problem is that money, for example, is something that is taboo to talk about. We can talk about what we drive and where we go on vacation and the clothes we wear, but we don't talk about our beliefs around money and what it means for us. And that's really the reason why I wrote this book, was to take some of my experience, my 30 years plus of experience working with clients and helping people who might not have access to a financial plan or a financial life planner, to talk about these issues of understanding what's our root around money, what did we learn growing up, and do those messages, those imprints work for us, or what shifts can we make little by little that improve our situation?
Yes, yes. You know, I have a very dear friend who has more money than you could ever imagine. And I know this to be true because she sold her condo for cash in San Francisco in a very exclusive neighborhood. But she has this deprivation issue going on. So everything is, when we go to trade shows, it's always, can she get it for free? And she nickel and dimes. And, you know, those of us are just like so horrified that she does this. It's almost embarrassing how cheap she is. And some of us that have no money would never, and I look at women in my age bracket that have money that are so frugal. There has to be a line that really and truly we all need to get on board. And that line is, yes, money is so important. It's the financial freedom that many strive for. But at the end of the day, it's not about the money. As you say, it's about the connections.
For sure. Yeah, so many people grow up, and I've seen this over my career. In fact, my father was grew up during the Depression, and I saw
yes.
this very often with Depression mentality of you don't spend a nickel. And there were those who grew up in the Depression who couldn't save a nickel. So they were kind of the two ends of the spectrum based on denial. And some, it was fear and denial. And then people get into this whole game of feeling blame and shame about money. And many women especially were never taught about money. Money wasn't talked to. You know, it wasn't talked about. And I think it's this whole idea of this discussion of why do we feel this way? Why do we feel like there's never enough? Or I have to have everything, and I don't care about anybody else. And it goes about values, to understand people's fears and where they're coming from. And people don't even know that they're imprinted with these money imprints, these stories, because they bring them from they hear them and learn them at a very young age.
Very,
and so
yes,
they grow up
yeah.
with them. It's normal.
Yes, it is. Right, right. So tell us about the Feel Rich Project.
So what I tried to do in this book was to bring in a combination of questions that help people kind of look at their money imprints. Well, what did they learn growing up about money? What do they believe about money? And then ask them to be accountable to what do they make? What do they spend? What decisions do they make? What are those things I call your financial musts? What must happen in order for you to feel that you're on the right path? So there are many people who are burdened with a lot of credit card debt, and you know they're just making no progress. And I want them to take a look at, well, where does your money go? What decisions do you make? You know, do you engage in retail therapy, which is kind of a self cycle of destruction, or are you hanging around with people that, you know, kind of support behaviors that take you further away from the things that are most important? So the book is a combination of a lot of introspective questions, and what I tell people who are reading the book is, you have to be completely honest. No one is reading it. No one is judging you. You're not turning this in for grades. This is not going to be a billboard for people to read. So if you have insecurity around money and your beliefs around it, you can lay it all out here in the worksheets that are in the book, so that you can really look at the truth of how you feel, the truth of your dreams and your goals, the truth of your money. Where are you today, and where do you need to get to? So what are those things that you need to kind of shift away from and move towards? And it's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. We're all human, and no one's perfect. So we do make mistakes, and that's okay. So we start back and try and build new habits. We come into adulthood with beliefs, behaviors, and create habits with money. And the ones that don't work, the ones that are keeping us down, are the ones that we need to relook at and say, maybe this isn't working for us anymore. Maybe we need to think of new beliefs, new behaviors, and create better habits that help us live the life we really deserve.
This, the Feel Rich Project, do you have a website to accompany the book, Michael?
I do. The website is michaelfk.com. And so people can find it there and learn a little bit more about it. And we're actually, if people send us their, if they buy the book and they want some of the worksheets offline, they can email us with a receipt from the book that we'll send them the PDF fillable worksheet.
Awesome.
So that they could work on out of the book. So we try and help them have a
fabulous
great experience.
Please come back again. The Feel Rich Project, reinventing your understanding of true wealth to find true happiness. Michael F.K., and we appreciate all of the work you're doing, Michael. And we'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, frankieboyer.com. Check out the new website. And this is Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shop, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Protect your teeth naturally with Silver Soul Tooth Gel. Nestled in the foothills of the majestic Rocky Mountains, American Biotech Labs, LLC is determined to serve you. Our Silver Soul technology is a patented technology that will forever change the nano-silver market. One of our company goals is to bring to you nano-silver products that are affordable, powerful, and yet as gentle and natural as the earth we live in. Enter in code Frankie30 at checkout to receive 30% off of your order at ablsilver.com. Once again, that code is Frankie30 to receive 30% off of your order. Visit ablsilver.com today. These products are dietary supplements. These products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Please consult a qualified medical professional for information, diagnosis, or treatment of such diseases.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. And joining me now is someone who is a successful plane enthusiast, a flying enthusiast. And it is... such a pleasure to welcome Kermit Weeks to the show. He is the creator of Fantasy Flight, which is a theme park in Florida. Is that right? Dedicated to aeronautics, the aeronautics industry?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Frankie. Yeah, we're about 20 minutes west of Walt Disney World, although I was open for about 18 and a half years, and we've kind of gone into hibernation here because I'm working on a whole new concept expansion, and it's going to be something pretty unique and phenomenal.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, so tell us a little bit about you are a pilot. So you feel that we all can take flight. We all can be the pilot of our own lives, to use that metaphor, and unleash our potential. So tell us what you mean by that.
Well, absolutely. It was interesting. I was kind of led up to Central Florida. I had a museum originally in Miami, and it was, you know, kind of limited in the scope of what we could offer. It was on an airport. I moved up to Central Florida right after Hurricane Andrew to develop something, because I knew that's where the tourist environment was. And we kind of really raised the bar, came kind of an aviation attraction. But I realized pretty quickly that there wasn't enough aviation enthusiasts to pay my light bill. And life over about a 15-year period, this unfolded in a way that just became absolutely phenomenal. What I realized was, what could I do to touch everybody that walked through my door? And it wasn't about airplanes, aircraft, or aircraft history. It was about what the metaphor of flight symbolizes. And I defy you to come up with a better metaphor than flight for pushing our boundaries, reaching beyond ourselves, and freedom. And I think in the physical world, each and every one of us can relate to reaching for the sky, reaching for the stars, which really doesn't have anything to do with airplanes. But within us, we soar in our imagination, we fly in our dreams. So where I'm going with Fantasy of Flight is creating a whole new concept in themed entertainment, where people come into a theme park of the future, and instead of entertainment being an end product, it becomes a means to an end to your own self-discovery and self-transformation.
I love it. Where do we begin? What are the questions you want us to ask, and how do we get on the road?
Well, I think it's kind of interesting. I don't know if they say it in one of my books, but my third children's book came out, Austin the Ostrich and the Fantasy of Flight. And I knew a long time ago I needed to create characters for my park and mimic, you know.
Yeah, no, they didn't. They didn't, so I would have loved to have seen them, but go ahead, yes.
Anyway, so I knew I needed to create characters for the park, and more importantly, at some point, I needed to create my own park icon character. So as a parallel, if I was Walt Disney, this Austin the Ostrich is my Mickey Mouse. and it completely defines the fantasy of flight concept. You can buy the book on Amazon, and I've got a website, web store as well. But basically, it starts off with we find an ostrich, and he's got his head in the sand, which ostriches are somewhat known for. And very quickly, he kind of comes outside of himself, kind of in an ethereal way, and he looks back at himself from an objective perspective, which I think we all need to do, because I think we tend to see the world from the from our inside out, but sometimes we have to look at ourselves from the outside in. So Austin does this, and he basically, all of a sudden, a spark lights within, and he pulls his head out of the sand, which is just a metaphor for our limitations. And he looks around at the world, and he sees it from a new perspective, kind of a from a fresh perspective, a beginner's mind, and eventually he sees some birds, and he realizes, hey, I'm a bird, why can't I fly? So here he goes off on his journey. So I think we all need to view ourselves objectively first, be true to ourselves, certainly, because I think a lot of times we tend to succumb to peer pressures, what we think we should do. But we really need to go within, what's our purpose here? Why are we taking up space on this planet? And if we could imagine that we signed on the bottom line, that we came here to learn something, to experience something, and or to leave something, what would that be? And you are the only person that can answer that question. So we all need to...
I love that you're doing that. I love that you're asking that question, because I know that growing up for me, Sunday nights were very special because it was Walt Disney's World, and then you watched the program, and the beginning of the program was that beautiful song, When You Wish Upon a Star.
Mm-hmm.
And, it gave us permission to be anything we wanted to be for that hour.
But now you need to give yourself permission to follow what you ever want to be.
Right. And I think that that's the key, is that he's opened, Walt Disney opened the world to fantasy, and now you're taking us from that fantasy to how to take that fantasy into reality.
Well, and that's exactly, I kind of feel the segue for Walt's industry and why the timing was so great. We had just come out of World War II in Korea. We were looking to escape reality. We wanted to leave all that behind. And Walt, of course, opened in 1955 at Disneyland, and it was just the segue was perfect. But I think what's happened is on the planet right now, pendulums swing back and forth, and global change is staring us in the face, and it's gonna change whether we like it or not. And so what I want to do is I want to create an antithesis of the existing industry. So when you go to different attraction elements, Disney, it might be, the Pirates of the Caribbean or the Haunted House or something like that. Each attraction element that you experience at the Future Fantasy of Flight Park is going to be based on something that's common to the human experience, something that everybody could relate to. An example, we've got one thing that we want to do, which would use basically a simulated, you're going to be a parachute jumper on a mission, and you're going to jump into the enemy territory at night. And so the title of that would be, Journey into the Darkness or Jumping into the Unknown. Well, that's something that we all do in life. An example, my little girl just went from, the elementary lower school to the junior high, middle school, and you remember back in those days when we were younger, that was a big jump. It was like jumping into the unknown.
Sure.
So we're going to use some historical aspects based on real historical things to bring things to light through entertainment that are real, that everybody experiences in life on this planet here, with no value system attached to it. And in a way that the way we deliver it, you self-discover yourself for yourself. Nobody tells you anything, and it's all been done within. You walk in one person, 1 minute, you leave a different person.
I love what you're doing. I love what you're doing. Okay, so how can we find out more about you and your site and all of that?
Well, the fantasyofflight.com certainly is about fantasy of flight. And there's right now, since we're closed, we basically just have we're doing sales for events and stuff like that. So we're in the process of rediscovering and reinventing ourselves. My right-hand guy designed all the Universal Studios parks on the thing. So I got the top talent.
Awesome stuff. Place. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back. Thanks so much, Kermit. We'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio, frankieboyer.com. Check out our new site.
Did you know by age 35, most people start to notice the effects of declining hormone levels? Symptoms include lack of energy, less focus, decreased sex drive, weight gain, and poor quality sleep. DHEA is a base building block for hormones that keeps us feeling healthy and alive. DHEA helps men and women 35 and up to maintain youthful vigor, enhance mood and focus, and sleep better at night. Twist 25 DHEA cream puts exactly what the body makes naturally, bioidentical DHEA, on the skin where DHEA occurs naturally and can be processed. And when you feel your best, you look your best. It's the little things we do each day that make the big things happen. Visit twist25.com to learn more and order online, or call 888-489-4782. That's 888-489-4782. Look your best, feel your best with Twist 25 DHEA cream. That's twist25.com.
To all you parents sending your kids off to college, do us a favor. Invest in some good bedding. The Company Store has things like mattress toppers that make any bed feel like a spa. And remember, this is about protecting your investment in your flesh and blood. College is expensive, and we need sleep to learn, and sleep is hard to come by here. But hey, it's your call.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit TheCompanyStore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code CAMPUS and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free program. professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MY-TV. That's 1-877-439-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-439-MY-TV. That's 1-877-439-MY-TV.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer on BizTalk Radio. And joining me now is Molly Barton. And Molly Barton is taking serial fiction. It's the HBO for readers. And it's such an exciting concept. And the Serial Box co-founder is with us today. And Molly, explain to us what you have done, because what is Serial Box and how does it work?
Sure. And thanks for having me on. Serial Box is the marriage of book publishing and television. So we're creating weekly entertainment that you can read or listen to.
So give us an example of how it works.
Sure. Our Serial Book Burners just launched its second season. And a season runs for about 13 weeks, like a television show. And every Wednesday, we release an episode through our app and through our website, and also through third-party retailers like Amazon, Apple, Barnes & Noble. So you can read it like an ebook, and it takes 40 minutes. Or you could listen to that episode, which takes about an hour. Or if you've got a busy commute and multi-part commute, you could toggle back and forth and read while you're on the train and listen while you're walking.
So I've seen some of the commercials on. Where have I seen those commercials? They're really brilliant for this.
We haven't run commercials yet. We're a small company, so we're just starting out. You may have seen commercials for Audible.
That's what I saw,
they're
yeah.
They're a partner of ours. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. So this is so great.
And they distribute our content. So. Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. So what I love about this is that you want to still get a read in. You don't have time. You have, you know, a finite. The day is divided into obviously 24 hours. And mm-hmm. and with everything going on in our lives, this is a really great way to be able to get your little fix in. I have a friend who cannot go to bed before she does reading. And, mm-hmm. you know, but this could be the answer. This could be a little quick fix in the middle of the day to give you your 20 minutes and just be a nice change of pace.
It's
just
a nice
be
escape.
That little.
Yep.
Imagine that. Just having. Yeah. Who
we're
wouldn't
all,
want
you know,
a little
bombarded
escape?
Bombarded by alerts and notifications, et cetera, and it's really reading fiction is an experience that I love, and I wanted to be able to bring it to people in a way that fits into their life. So, and to be able to finish an episode and have an episode that's a complete story instead of reading, you know, half a chapter. It's not very satisfying.
That's right, because I would love this because I have, you know, severe ADD and I want it now, you know. Mm-hmm. I just want it now. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have to wait. So I just think the idea is brilliant, by the way. Congratulations on this. Really brilliant. So
thank you. Our aim really is to be HBO for reading. You know, make it easy by reducing the choice. So everything that you see on the platform is something we produce that we have a lot of confidence in terms of the quality of storytelling and the quality of writing, and make it easy.
So who's writing for you?
We have a team of writers for each serial, much like a television show. So we have a lead writer who's the kind of showrunner or creator, to borrow some language from Hollywood. And then we assemble a team of writers around them. So each episode is written by a different writer on the team, though the series is created by that team together. So it's a cohesive storyline.
Right. So the continuity continues.
Mm-hmm.
So how can someone try this for free?
You can come to cerialbox.com. That's cerialbox.com. And you can download our pilot episodes for free. Or the best way to take it with you is if you have an iPhone, you can download our app for free, and all of the pilot episodes for all of our available serials will be there for you for free, and you can read or listen to them.
So the name Cereal Box, you know, we all, growing up, it was really fun to read the box on the cereal, and there were fun little things on it. Is that where it came from?
Yeah, it definitely is supposed to be lighthearted. And, you know, packaged and delivered for you in a way that's easy and fits into your life. And we were very happy when Serial, the podcast, became so popular because we were like, that's right, that's what we mean, a new installment every week.
Right. And now, right now, it's fiction. Will you eventually do nonfiction? Tell me what your future, if I were having this conversation with you, let's say a year from now?
Mm-hmm. Our aim is to really become HBO for reading, both in terms of weekly delivery of great content, but also in terms of the breadth of what we offer. So we realize that people like to watch Game of Thrones. They may also like to watch Girls. So we'll offer a range of different content, and we'll, everything that we produce, we'll offer multiple seasons of. So the second season of Book Burners just launched, and we're in our first season of Whitehall, which is great for fans of Downton Abbey or the television show Wayne. We've got one coming in September called Remade, which is great for fans of the show Lost, or The Maze Runner.
Oh, wonderful! So, when did you come up with this idea? Tell me how the whole thing unfolded, Molly.
Oh, sure. I worked in traditional publishing. I ran digital at Penguin. And so while I was global digital director, ebooks became the dominant force that they are today. You know, it's about 30% of book sales in this country are ebooks. And I felt like ebooks were not actually making reading more fun or more social. And so that's where this came from my perspective. You know, I wanted to make it easier for people to talk about what they were reading. You know, TV is so much fun to talk about because it's an ongoing story. So I can say to you, did you see, you know, the last episode of Game of Thrones? And we know,
you know,
exactly
it's so funny
where...
that you, yeah, it's yeah. so funny. I was walking my friend's dog the other day and a couple of people from the neighborhood were just standing in front of this shop owner, and she was out on the curb talking, and that's exactly what they were talking about. It was a Monday morning, and they were talking about the Game of Thrones, and they were like, you don't watch it? And I'm like, no. And they're like, how is it possible you, of all people, are not watching this? And I said, I know. I have to go home and binge on it, and I still haven't had a chance to do that, but right. everybody, but it was like a very fun conversation that they were, what if, and they started to go into, well, wouldn't it be great if they did this, this, and this, and I'm like sitting there watching all of this conversation, and they're like so invested in it.
Mm-hmm. Right, and I think experiencing a story together that way is just really fun and really powerful. So that's what we aim to do with Cereal Box, make it water cooler conversation. You know, what happened in the last episode of Book Burners? So that's what we're up to. And my co-founder, interestingly, we were working on this idea independently. We were introduced by a mutual friend.
Don't you love the dance of synchronicity in life? Yes.
Amazing.
As they say, there are no coincidences. Can you imagine someone working on something so similar and then you have a mutual friend?
Right.
That's kind of like
wild.
Out there. I mean, that's like, wow. That's like a woo-woo moment, huh?
Sure. Yeah. No, within 5 minutes of getting on the phone, he said to me, well, really, my ambition is to be HBO for reading. And I just started laughing because I had written that on the slides I was putting together for the business.
So that happened. And so is it better having the two of you?
Oh, it's great. We bring very different skills. You know, I come from publishing, whereas Julian, my partner, actually comes from the legal world. He worked for the Obama administration in the Department of Justice. And so he comes at it from the fan point of view. He was always a big reader, but as soon as he started working a really intense job, he found time for TV and comic books still, but wasn't reading and really missed it.
Right. And that's what this is about, because we're such a compact society. What you're doing is you're giving everybody kind of the sophisticated cliff notes, you know, this is, but in a real form. So for a free try, what's the best website? Cerealbox.com?
It's cerealbox.com, cerialbox.com. Or you could go to the Apple App Store and download our app. That's probably the easiest way. Cerealbox
yes.
Publishing.
Awesome. Congratulations, Molly. Great
Thank
job.
Thank you very much.
And we'll be right back. This is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio, frankieboyer.com. Stay tuned.
How can you see into my eyes like open doors? Leading you down into my core, will it become so nice?
This is Frankie Boyer. Joining me today is Keith Morey, founder of Super Good Stuff. They are the makers of functional products, products that we need to function better in the world. One of those products is an MSM formula. And Keith, it is such a powerful formula. What exactly is MSM and who needs it?
MSM, as far as I'm concerned, is the third most powerful product in the world. The reason for that, it's 34% sulfur, and sulfur is the third most used chemical in the body, and it helps with hair, nails, skin, knees, back, joints. It works on everything in the body. As I said, it's the third most powerful product in the world.
For more information about the MSM that Super Good Stuff makes, contact them directly at 949-651-6355. That's 949-651-6355. Supergoodstuff.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. And joining me now is Ellen Fitzpatrick, Professor of History at the University of New Hampshire. And it's such a pleasure, Professor. Welcome to the program. Your new book is out. It's called The Highest Glass Ceiling, Women's Quest for the American Presidency. And what's so fascinating as we are speaking today, Cameron is stepping down on Wednesday, and the new prime minister is going to be a woman in England.
Yes. Yeah, change seems to be in the wind, doesn't it?
Yes. So this is the story. You tell the story of three remarkable women who set their sights on the American presidency. And I was not aware of Victoria Woodhull from 1872.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit. And then it was Margaret Chase Smith, 1964, and Shirley Chisholm in 1972. And, of course, and now we have Hillary. So tell us a little bit about the earliest candidate, Victoria.
She was a remarkable woman who had a really interesting career. She had a very tumultuous early life and had actually had this career early on as a spiritualist and a clairvoyant. And she made her way to New York City, where she made the acquaintance of Cornelius Vanderbilt, who was...
Oh, of course, I know this. Yes.
He dabbled in spiritualism, and he found her to be the source of remarkably prescient stock tips, and so he decided to back her and her sister, and they opened the first brokerage house run by women on Wall Street. And from she made an enormous amount of money and became very wealthy. And she was very interested in the women's suffrage movement and became very involved in efforts to advance women's equality. And she had the idea that she thought that people might be able to rally around a candidate more than a sort of philosophical or political cause. And she saw herself and her run for the presidency as a way of embodying this idea of women's equality. So in 1870, 2 years before the election, she announced that she was a candidate for president and pursued a presidential run.
How did she do?
Not well. Not well.
Besides the fact that she lost, but how did she do? Yeah.
Well, what was fascinating about Woodhull was that her candidacy really sparked a national conversation about the idea of a woman president. And a lot of Americans seemed to be quite intrigued by this notion. There was a lot of press about her, but she was brought down by a scandal in her family when it came to light that she was living with her former husband and her current husband. Her former husband had become like a morphine addict, was near death, and she and her current husband took him in. But the idea of living with two men in Victorian America didn't go over well. So actually on election day, she wound up in prison. So she did not do well in the election of 1872. And so she really, of the three of them, the one who did the best was Shirley Chisholm. But it's not a story about victories, but it is a story that helps, I think, contextualize the current scene in which we will finally see a woman nominated by a major political party. So I think it's, there's a great deal to learn from these candidates and the story that their efforts tell.
I'm thrilled that you wrote this book, The Highest Glass Ceiling, because why do you think it is? Now we're seeing a second prime minister of Britain? Is that mm-hmm. the second woman?
Yeah.
It's going to be the second prime minister. We have seen women rule all over this world. Why do you think it has taken so long for Americans to embrace a woman president, Professor?
I think part of the issue in the United States has been that the American presidency also involves the position of being commander-in-chief of the armed forces. That isn't true in many other countries where we have seen women heads of state. And there's been resistance to the notion that women could actually perform this role and to lead the military if needs it's part of the job, and certainly into war if needs be. And so that has been a hurdle that women presidential candidates have had to overcome. In a parliamentary system like in England, you're really voting for the party, and the focus is less on the specific candidate. So in that way, Margaret Thatcher was able to rise through the Conservative Party, and people were really voting for her party rather than for her per se. So in other countries, there has been a hereditary path to power, for example, in India when Indira Gandhi took over. And so I think the United States, the particularities of the American presidency and its responsibilities under our Constitution have been a variable in this as well. And so I suspect that there's much of this resistance has been overcome in more recent years. And if the polls can be believed, most Americans are perfectly okay with the idea of having a female president. It's just a question of whether current candidates are.
It's going to be very interesting to see how this all unfolds. And we have a very historic moment coming up with the Democratic convention in the next few weeks, several weeks. So I'd love to have you back, Professor Ellen Fitzpatrick. The Highest Glass Ceiling, Women's Quest for the American Presidency. The book is available right now wherever books are sold, and you can find more out at the website. What's the best website for you?
www.ellenfitzpatrick.net.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We will be back. We'll be back next time. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show for Biz Talk Radio. Thanks for listening, everyone. Make it a great day. And as always, smile.
Though your heart is aching, smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds
sky, you'll get by if you smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.